Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. My guest today is Tom Briggs. You know him as the Artistic Director of Thalian Association Community Theater. Sometimes he also directs plays, and I'm happy to have him here today to talk about La Cage aux Folles, which opens this Thursday night and runs two weekends at Thalian Hall on the main stage. So, Tom, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk first of all about La Cage aux Folles, because it has an interesting history of being a book, and then a film, and then a Broadway musical, and kind of give us that background on it.
Well, it began as a French play in 1973. Then it became an Oscar-winning movie, French movie. Then it became the Broadway musical, La Cage aux Folles. And then it was adapted as an American film called The Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane and Gene Hackman. Mm-hmm. So it's had several incarnations from that original French farce.
And it's currently, Broadway production is on tour, I understand, going
That's
around
right,
the country.
It is.
With George Hamilton and...
Yes, and Christopher Sieber.
Oh, my gosh. And it's been performed in many, many languages, in many, many countries.
All over. When you go on YouTube, you find Japanese productions. It's just, it really is a worldwide success. It's been on Broadway three times. Every time it's won the Tony Award for either Best Production or Best Revival. It's a wonderful show.
Well, tell those of our listeners who have not seen any of the films or the stage production, tell us a little bit about the play and the characters.
Well, at the center of the story is a gay couple who have been together for 20 years. Mm. Their son has become engaged to a girl whose father is a horrible right-wing bigoted politico. And her parents are coming to meet his parents. So for one night, he begs them to straighten up their act. And his biological mother is going to come and pose as his mother, and the man who has raised him all these years is going to be shunted aside.
And he's actually been the mother.
Absolutely.
Even though he's a man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, of course, hilarious things ensue when the bigot and his wife show up for dinner at the couple's apartment.
As I recall, even just the apartment itself is decorated in such a flamboyant style that all of that has to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I saw the French film, and I was so moved at the characters, the love between the two leading men who play the father and the mother, though they're both men, and their true love story in the midst of that. But it's also a rampant, crazy farce.
It really is. It's hilarious. But you're right about that central couple. And in the French film, those two actors were so wonderful. Mm-hmm. I know, I just love that movie, too.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And now, when it came out on Broadway in 1983, I think you said?
It was 83, right.
Right. And that was at a really difficult time in the history of this country, with a lot of rampant homophobia in the early years of the AIDS epidemic. And even to mount this play on Broadway was considered a really risky enterprise. But it was accepted, it was celebrated, and it's gone on to be very, very much appreciated.
Yeah. Well, you think that 1983 was only, what, like 14 years post-Stonewall, which in a civil rights movement, 14 years is not a very long time. Mm-hmm. And it was a brave thing. There'd never been a musical with a gay couple at the center of it. Mm-hmm. But it's just done with such style and finesse that, you know, tourists from Utah were flocking to it and still do.
Excellent. Now, what have been some of your challenges as a director, Tom?
Well, when you're doing a farce, you've got a tricky balance of making sure that the characters are grounded in a reality that the audience recognizes, or the audience won't care about the characters. And that's the tricky thing about doing a farce. I mean, of course, it has to be fast and furious, and these characters are very over the top and ridiculous. But you have to believe that these people really exist. Finding that balance is the trick, I think, of doing this show.
So even though their reality looks outrageous and a bit skewed to some of the audience members, it is their reality.
That's exactly right.
How they live every day. Now, let's talk about some of the other things that have come up in the show. First of all, you have a couple of wonderful actors that are playing the main leads. Tell us who's doing what.
Oh, we do. The wonderful Lance Howell is playing Alban, and John Burke, who's also a wonderful actor, is playing George. And they work together so beautifully, and they're so much fun to work with. And we've just had a ball. It's a great cast. Ashley Grantham plays their long-suffering butler, Comade. Of course, Ashley's one of the best comic actors in town, and he was born to play this role. He is an absolute scream.
Uh-huh.
And Trey Cotton plays the son. And he's a wonderful singer, wonderful actor, and probably the best-looking guy in town, which doesn't hurt either. Steve Gallion, who's one of our stalwart actors, is playing the bigoted politician, and he is just wonderful. So it's just a great cast, and we've been having so much fun with this show. It's been a real joy to work on.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Tom Briggs of Thalian Association Community Theater. They're putting on La Cage aux Folles. You may have seen the American movie The Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. This is based on the original French story and French film, the American musical version, La Cage aux Folles, and it promises to be quite wonderful. You've got some of your usual team on board. Jonathan Barber is musical director.
As always.
The beautiful Deborah Gillingham is doing choreography, and I'm thrilled about your costumes. Talk about that.
Oh, Debbie Choi, who's just such a brilliant costume designer and such a joy to work with. And there are more clothes in the show than Macy's at Christmas. I mean, it goes on and on. The feathers and the, you know. She's built a lot of the costumes, and the costumes are just exquisite. She's really a magician, Debbie Choi. Just so
she
remarkable.
Is. And because it's a farce, because it's very fast moving, that means some quick costume changes.
Oh my goodness. That's been half of the time in the technical rehearsals have been getting these costume changes down, because they have to look like magic to the audience. Like, how did they do that in 45 seconds, do you know? And the wonderful singers and dancers we have playing the Cagels, who are the chorus girls at the drag nightclub where the show takes place, have just been working like dogs, and it's really going to be lots and lots of fun.
Now, I have to ask you, are all your chorus girls girls? Are there some chorus boys disguised as girls in there?
Well, do you know what? We have some girls disguised as men. We have drag kings as well as drag queens at this nightclub.
All right, so it's flowing both directions.
Absolutely.
That's great. And even the perspective in-laws, the bigoted husband and wife that come, they end up having to be also disguised at some point.
That's right. That's how they're going to sneak them out past the photographers. Because, of course, if this guy gets caught with the most infamous homosexual on the Riviera, this will not be good for him politically. So they have to get him in drag to sneak him out through the nightclub. And Steve Gallion in drag is pretty much worth the price of admission right there. It's not pretty, let me tell you that.
Yeah, some men, when they're all in their false eyelashes and lipstick, look gorgeous, and some just you're going, oh no, please.
Yeah, and as good looking a guy as Steve Gallion is, you put him in drag and he looks like Marjorie Maine.
He's just not a pretty woman.
That's so funny.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the show. Now, we have the main characters of Georges and Albin. And Georges is the straight partner, you would say, in the couple. And then Albin is the one who is...
Right. Well, Albin is the star of the drag nightclub.
Exactly.
Under the name of Zaza.
All right. So he's quite flamboyant in his daily life. And then, of course, on stage, he's...
And quite eccentric and a little bit difficult and all of those things.
Yeah. And then they have their maid, and then there's the son from a brief, confused liaison many years ago. And the mother never shows up?
No, the mother never does show up.
Okay.
She promises to come for this dinner party, but she's a woman who could never really be relied upon. And at the last minute, she, you know, bails out. So it's just one more disappointment for the boy.
Mm-hmm. And I think, although you said it's a farce, there's a great deal of poignancy in it, because this young man asks the man who's essentially functioned as his mother to please not be himself for the course of this dinner.
Well, the show is really a traditional love story. It's about this couple's devotion to each other. It's about their love for their son. It's about the son's conflicted feelings for his parents, who he loves deeply, but the girl of his dreams, who he doesn't want to lose. So it really is a traditional, old-fashioned love story. But it just happens that there are two men at the center of it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great, Tom. Anything else you want to tell us about this particular show jumps in your mind?
Well, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting that last week, on one day, Amendment 1 passed here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And on the next day, President Obama came out in support of gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So even though La Cage aux Folles doesn't really have a political bone in its body, it's all about entertainment. But I wouldn't mind if somebody walked out of that theater with a fresh perspective on long-term committed same-sex couples. Because what you see in this is that they're just like any other couple in the world. They're a little, you know, more eccentric and everything, but dealing with their son, dealing with each other, You know, it's like any couple that's been together 20 years.
Wonderful. La Cage aux Folles. It opens Thursday night. It runs Thursday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For this weekend and next weekend as well, a production of Thalian Association Community Theater. If you'd like to see this show, and knowing the actors that are in it and knowing Tom as a director, I highly recommend it. The phone number for tickets is 632-2285. Of course, you can stop by Thalian Hall at 3rd and Chestnut. You can also get tickets through etix.com or thalian.org. Tom, thank you so much. I'm glad you're doing this show at this time.
I am too.
With this
the group. Timing is good.
It's
the
interesting.
Timing is good.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
This is 91.3 WHQR.